Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from HEP, Habib English Podcast. My purpose is to help you with your English language learning, but in particular, to help you arrive at being fluent in English. And that means a lot of listening practice. If you want to automatically get English grammar right, then lesson again. If you listen to enough English speaking, grammar will eventually become automatic for you. You will just get it right without any effort and without thinking about it. That's what I'm aiming to help you do. If you like what I'm doing, you listen on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts. So please, don't forget to please down and give a like or share for me. Practice your written English and give me a review on there or on any of the platforms where you listen to Habib English Podcast. I'd be really happy if you did that. With all that in mind, today's podcast is one of the things which English language learners find difficult. English verbs that are irregular in the past tense. These can be a pain in neck for some English learners. That means they are difficult. So, let's do some practice together. First of all, how do regular verbs go in the past simple and in the perfect tense? So here, some regular verbs and their regular past tenses. Number one, the verb to work, W-O-R-K. The past simple tense, I worked, plus ed. Perfect tense, I have worked. Number two, the verb to follow, F-O-L-L-O-W. Past simple tense, I followed, plus ed, of course. Perfect tense, I have followed. Number three, the verb to open, O-P-E-N. Past simple tense, I opened, plus ed. Perfect tense, I have opened. So, those ones are quite easy, aren't they? You just add ed onto the end of the verb and the past participle. That the worked in I have worked, or the followed in I have followed. It's the same as the past simple, I worked or I followed. But often in irregular verb, everything will change, because the past simple and the past participle just break the rule of adding ed for the past tense and the past participle. But they are also different from each other too. How that? For example, the verb to know, K-N-O-W, I know, in the present tense. Now becomes I knew, K-N-E-W, in the past simple, and I have known, in the past tense, known, K-N-O-W. K-N-O-W-N. So, I knew Huweri when I was in school. Or, I have known Huweri for a long period of time. So, the past simple tense is new, K-N-E-W. And the past participle is known, K-N-E-W. K-N-O-W, sorry, K-N-O-W-N. To know is a common verb, and you may be aware of this one. But let's do some other common verbs, which are irregular in the past tense. In some sentences, I will tell you what the verb is, for example, to speak or to write. And then I will give you the sentence which uses the past simple tense and the perfect tense. But I will say, it means space where we go in the sentence. Your job is to see if you can say the correct part of the verb, the bit is missing out. So test yourself and see if you can remember the correct verb of these irregular verbs in the past simple tense. Okay, let's start. Verbs to speak and to write. I have with my friend on the phone this morning, and I have him an email as well. You can pause or replay if you need to, okay? Number two, verbs to speak and to write. Again, I with Huwari on the phone yesterday, and I an email to his brother last week. Number three, the verb to wear, W-E-A-R. What did your brother to the theater last time? He a red t-shirt that he hadn't before. The verb to stand, number four, S-T-A-N-D. I on the station platform, in the same place that I had previously. Number five, verb to take. I my pet for a walk last Wednesday without realizing that my friend had already him. Number six, verb to begin. I had my study of philosophy in school age 16 years, but I my philosophy degree in 2017. Number seven, verb to drive. I my car for 40 miles before recognizing that I had down that same road before. Number eight, verb to do. Did you cut the grass? Yes, I it yesterday. I hope I have it well enough for you. Okay, how did you find that? If it's easy, and then it's great. If not, you might want to stop this podcast right here and go back to the beginning of the exercise and lesson again. It will be worthy. That will give you another chance to do the quiz before I tell you the answers. And I will tell you the answers in a minute, because it's important that you hear them. And because that's how you learn. So, let's back to the quiz. Let me just say the answers to the quiz, because it will help you to hear these irregular verbs being used over and over. Hearing them over and over makes you and you're remembering them much more automatic. Okay, so let's start answering. Number one, verbs to speak and to write. I have spoken, I repeat, spoken with my friend on the phone this morning. And I have written, I repeat, written him an email as well. Number two, verbs to speak and to write again. I spoke, S-P-O-K-E. I spoke with my friend on the phone yesterday, and I wrote an email to his brother last week. Wrote, W-R-O-T-E. Number three, verb to wear, W-E-A-R. What did your brother wear to the theater last time? He wore, I repeat, wore, W-O-R-E, a red t-shirt that he hadn't worn before. Worn, W-O-R-N. Number four, verb to stand, S-T-A-N-D. I stood on the station platform in the same place that I had stood previously. Stood takes the same form in past simple and past participle. S-T-O-O-D. Number five, verb to take. I took my dog out for a walk last Wednesday. Took, T-O-O-K. Without realizing that my friend had already taken him out. Taken, T-A-K-E-N. Number six, verb to begin. I had begun my study of philosophy in school aged 16, but I began my philosophy degree in 2017. The first began of the past simple, it is written like that, B-E-G-U-N, and in the past participle, B-E-G-A-N. Number seven, verb to drive. I drove my car for 40 miles before recognizing that I had written down that same road before. I drove, D-R-O-V-E, past simple of the drive. The past participle, driven, D-R-I-V-E-N. Number eight, the verb to do. Did you cut the grass? Yes, I did it yesterday. Did, D-I-D. I hope I have done it well enough for your high standards. Done, D-O-N-E. So, you may have found it really easy, or you may found it more difficult. If you want to make it easier and using these verbs in the past tense much easier, and if you want to make it automatic when you are doing English speaking and you want to improve your English skills, then listen to this podcast a number of times, particularly the part where I give you the answers, and then go back to the part where the questions are. To see if you can give the right answers that will help it with you and become more automatic for you. Anyway, I hope that you enjoy challenging yourself today with this and being more active in this podcast. This will move you towards more advanced and fluent English speaking. So, that's enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again and again soon. So, goodbye. And try to listen, listen, and listen again.